ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of White as Snow, written by Lilja Sigvardardóttir and read by Colleen Prendergast. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Audio. Cold. It menaces her, forcing itself on her from every direction, searching for any way to get to her, slipping inside clothes, gnawing at flesh. It catches hold of extremities, fingers, hands, feet, legs as far as the knee. She fights back, shifting her legs. She gets to her feet and jumps, kicks into the darkness until she's too weak to stay on her feet. That's when she huddles into a ball and rubs her hands together, pushing them between her legs or into her armpits, and shivers. When she stops shivering is when she feels the numbness in her feet. It's like they are gone, that they no longer belong to her. She can still move her feet, but has no feeling in them. But cold is a liar. The numbness fades and the piercing pain that comes from inside, all the way from the bone, makes her again aware of her feet. She weeps, sees double, so that the glimmer of light that comes through the grill appears multiplied, and for a moment it's as if she's in her own bed at home, waking up to see the sun rise, and before long she'll hear the cock crow and get up, go to the doorway and warm herself in the morning sun, listen to the news on the radio, and drink coffee spiced with cardamom. That's how deceptive cold can be. It pretends to be warmth. It pretends that it's warming her all the way through, and it's such a joy to be warm that she loosens her clothing at the throat. But she's too weak to undress. Clara lies half across her, and she's too heavy to be moved. So she just lies there and delights in finally being warm again, allowing herself to rest, to relax, to forget the nightmare of the last few days. When she comes to her senses, the cold is everywhere. The deception is no more, and she's back in this wretched reality of a steel container that's shaking. It rocks and rattles and shivers, so that Clara is shaken off her, rolling to the floor where Marcella lies. In the air there's no sign of the newly risen sun or aroma of hot coffee, but just the merciless stench of fear and cold steel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?